This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. About 55,000 emergency responders and others have applied for financial help from the James Zadroga September 11th Victims Compensation Fund. But according to a new report, only 112 people have received decisions about whether they will be getting any money to help with their medical treatments. Joining us now with an update on the program is attorney Sheila Birnbaum, the special master of the Victims Compensation Fund. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Amy. Thank you.
So have those 112 who received payment decisions actually received any money?
Many have received money, but they, of course, because the fund is a limited fund, they are only getting a pro rata share of that money in the first 5 years of the fund's existence.
Let's get to this larger issue of just 112 people getting decisions out of 55,000 applicants.
Well, that's
what happened?
Wrong way to look at it. There are not 55,000 applicants. There are registrations. Those are not people who have necessarily applied. They have just registered. The number that people should be looking at is those people who have submitted claims forms, and those people that have submitted both eligibility and compensation forms, and those are altogether only 871 people.
So what's the holdup?
Well, these people, most of them have just registered recently to meet the deadline, and they have not filed their forms. You need to fill out forms to show that you are present, that you have an injury, that you are eligible, and that you have suffered economic loss.
Does that say something about the application process? Too burdensome?
No,
too cumbersome?
No, I think what it says is people are gathering their information and are submitting their information, and that it has taken time for the lawyers to do that and for the people to do that. Remember, many of these events occurred over 10 years ago. People have to have some proof that they were present and that they sustained the injuries that were recoverable and that they sustained economic loss.
As you know, the fight for this James Zadroga bill was a hard-fought one and resonated with a lot of New Yorkers, especially sickened first responders and volunteers who worked on the pile. We talked to John Feel from the Feel Good Foundation. He's a 9/11 responder and
yes,
a 9/11 victims advocate. Here's what he told us.
The fact that only 100-something people have been awarded claims is not what we signed up for. We walked the halls of Congress for 8 years to get this bill passed, promising the 9/11 community that they would be getting health care and compensation, and they would get the help that they deserve and earned. And it's just not coming fast enough.
What's your response?
Well, my response to that is it is coming very fast, and it will come faster, but the fund cannot respond until it gets the materials, and it can't respond when we don't have claims.
At the current rate, with your current resources, will your team review all the applications by the time the fund closes in 2016?
That is certainly our intent, and we will do that. We have no choice, and we have to complete our mission by 2016. Actually, it'll probably be closer to 2017. Because we expect that there will be a lot of applications that come in the very last minute, which happens in all kinds of funds like this.
Attorney Sheila Birnbaum is the special master for the Victims Compensation Fund, which is providing resources and money for those who claim they were sickened by the collapse of the World Trade Center. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
This is WNYC.